Good morning, it's 6:19 with sports news. I am Jesse King. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Hawks knotted their Eastern Conference semifinal series at 2 games apiece with a comeback win over the 76ers, 103-100. Likewise, the Clippers and Jazz are tied as Los Angeles downed Utah for a second straight game, 118-104. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Golden Knights stifled the Canadiens 4-1 in Game 1 of their semifinal series. In hockey news, former Vegas coach Gerard Gallant has reportedly been hired by the Rangers to replace David Quinn. Gallant was a highly sought-after candidate 3 years after leading the Golden Knights to the Stanley Cup Finals in their inaugural season. He is fresh off coaching Canada from an 0-3 start to the gold medal at the World Hockey Championship. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mets defeated the Cubs 5-2, the Red Sox edged the Blue Jays 2-1, the Dodgers bested the Phillies 3-1, and the Nationals beat the Pirates 3-2. In other news, trainer Bob Baffert has filed suit in federal court in an effort to lift his suspension by the New York Racing Association. NYRA suspended the Hall of Famer in mid-May after Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit failed a post-race drug test for the steroid betamethasone. The steroid helps reduce swelling, and while Baffert has acknowledged that the substance is banned on race day in Kentucky, he says it resulted from an ointment used to treat a skin condition on Medina Spirit. And UMass is set to immortalize 4 of its basketball legends with statues on its Amherst campus. The university says statues of Julius Erving, a.k.a. Dr. J, Marcus Camby, and Hall of Fame coaches John Calipari and Jack Lehman will be unveiled outside the Mullen Center on September 11th. I'm Jesse King.